This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the entire nation today is moving forward by preserving its heritage while pursuing development. He noted that this spirit is reflected in every decision and policy of the central government. The Prime Minister said that this vision of India can clearly be seen in the new building of the Chhattisgarh Assembly, which mirrors the rich cultural heritage of the state.
छत्तीसगढ़ के नए विधानसभा में खड़े हैं यह भवन भी उसी नव स्वर का प्रतीक है जहां पुराने अनुभवों की ध्वनि है और नए सपनों की ऊर्जा भी है और इस ऊर्जा के साथ हम एक ऐसे भारत का निर्माण करना एक ऐसे छत्तीसगढ़ की नींव बनानी है जो विरासत से जुड़कर विकास के पथ पर आगे बढ़ सके.
During his one-day visit to Raipur, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Nava Raipur. The center is a modern hub for spiritual learning, peace and meditation. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that organizations like the Brahma Kumaris have a significant role in nation building.
Shanti Shikhar Academy for a peaceful world, I can say. आने वाले समय में संस्थान विश्व शांति के सार्थक प्रयासों का प्रमुख केंद्र होगा. मैं आप सभी को और देश विदेश में ब्रह्मा कुमारी परिवार से जुड़े सभी लोगों को इस सराहनीय कार्य के लिए अनेक अनेक शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ.
In Andhra Pradesh, 9 people were killed in a stampede at Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Kashibugga in Srikakulam district today. The incident occurred during Ekadashi when a large crowd of devotees gathered for darshan. According to reports, a railing collapsed, causing people to fall, triggering a stampede. The deceased are said to be from nearby areas of Palasa and Kashibugga. The injured were shifted to nearby hospitals for treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pain at the stampede in Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Srikakulam, Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees each from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of those who lost their lives and 50,000 rupees to those injured. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed his condolences on the tragic stampede at the Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple at Kashibugga in Srikakulam district of Andhra Pradesh. Due to rain and strong winds in most parts of Bihar, campaigning for the assembly elections has been badly affected today. The election rallies of star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan could not start at several places. Because of bad weather, helicopters were unable to take off, making it difficult for the star campaigners to hop from one assembly constituency to another. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Jan Suraj Party leader Prasanth Kishore and several other prominent campaigners are conducting road shows in poll-bound constituencies. Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 8 lakh rupees each on 2 IAS coaching institutes for indulging in misleading advertisements, unfair trade practices and violation of consumer rights under the Consumer Protection Act. In both cases, the CCPA took cognizance of the representations received from successful UPSC candidates whose names and photographs were used without consent in advertisements claiming credit for the results. Lucknow has been added to the list of UNESCO creative cities for its rich and diverse culinary heritage. The city has been recognized in the category of gastronomy at the 43rd session of its general conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. The designation places Lucknow among 70 gastronomy cities worldwide and makes it the second Indian city to win the title after Hyderabad. India delivered its best ever performance at the 2025 Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain, winning 48 medals, including 13 gold, 18 silver and 17 bronze, surpassing previous tallies from 2009 and 2013. And that is the end of this news bulletin.